Yesterday we were stunned at the news about the Gates' divorce, and yes, more revelations have come out.
Well, that's right. That's right. Very interestingly, it turns out that, well, they were married for 27 years.
Good effort.
But they had an arrangement that was within their marriage the entire time that allowed Bill once a year to go away for a long weekend with his ex-girlfriend.
Hello.
Her name's Anne Winblad. She's actually, well, she's 5 years older than him.
Okay.
But obviously they dated before Bill and Melinda got together.
Did I hear that she recommended?
Yeah, she gave Bill the thumbs up once she met Melinda. And so they're obviously very good friends, remain very close friends. You know, well, I think a little bit more than that, obviously, if they're going away for
a
weekend.
Well, you don't know.
Every year.
You don't
but,
know.
But it was hilarious because I was reading that Anne actually had more money than Bill. Originally, back in the day. Yeah, so when they were young and before he was Bill Gates, Microsoft co-founder, and she used to shout him all the time. And she said it didn't last for long, but...
I like it when a woman shouts me.
Yeah, she said...
That's a really nice feeling.
Of course it is.
I wonder if she provided seed money for Microsoft. Is there any sort of indication that maybe she helped him?
Yeah, I'm not sure, potentially. But dare say, obviously, he would have looked after her over the years, but yes, they go away for a long weekend every year in the summer.
So you're wondering if this has been the bone of contention throughout their marriage, and has this suddenly become a tipping point as to why they're departing?
27 years, and I'll see what you did there, bone of contention. Come on. I mean, let's get real. They're going away for a long weekend. I mean, obviously, if you're close friends... You know, yeah, of course we all go away. You know, you'll go on girls' weekends away. I mean, I don't go away on a long weekend with any of my ex-partners, though.
Would you, though?
Well.
Depends what situation in life you'd be, wouldn't it?
I've got lots of male... I've got lots of male friends.
No, you do have lots of male mates.
Yeah. I mean, I've obviously played sport throughout my whole life. So, yeah, been on lots of touch footy trips, playing in mixed teams. So I've got some really great male friends. Would I go away with them? Yeah, I probably would.
I think in this case with...
But then they're not my ex-partners either.
Yeah, but see, he was never a partner with this girl, so the
he was.
You know...
Yeah, they were together. That's his ex-girlfriend.
So they were dating down the track. So now he's married on with someone else. They obviously have a great connection. They've stayed really good friends. And the fact that that was a thing that he could do once he was obviously an understanding that he and Melinda had for a long time, it doesn't mean anything untoward was going on.
Oh, come on.
Maybe she was inspired.
Why do you need to go away for a long weekend?
Maybe she was his muse. Maybe she had a few ideas about the company, where they could go. Maybe he classed it as a business weekend. I don't necessarily think there was anything hanky-panky involved. It's just a close connection that remained.
Well, look, okay.
Thinking there was hanky-panky involved.
I'm not convinced, 100%.
No.
Look, they're billionaires. I mean, we can't even begin to fathom what is going on in their world. This is an entirely different world they're living in.
Different rules for millionaires than you and I.
Yes, 1,000,000%. I mean, they're having lobster mornay every night, probably followed by an Eyes Wide Shut deal. You know, here we are, I'm scrabbling, watching a bit of, you know, Dirty Dancing.
I think you're projecting, Ellen. You're projecting on this one. I just think they're really good mates. They had a great connection and it stayed with them throughout their entire life.
Right.
And no doubt she's there with him now that the whole Melinda thing's fallen apart.
Well,
so
that's right. That'll
she
be
is his rock.
Well, it'll be interesting.
That's why
to
they've
see
stayed friends.
What happens? I mean, okay, well, let's pretend they are close friends. I mean, okay, well, for a start, keep it on the Bill and Melinda. Do you think this arrangement's okay for him? Clearly you do.
Yeah, I do.
You think it's fine for him to go away with Anne on a long weekend
once a year? There's nothing more going on than they have a close friendship. There's obviously a bond that... Why does it have to get down to the SEX stuff?
Well, I just think that that would be happening, but it doesn't matter. Okay, so you think you would be okay...
I'm okay.
...with this arrangement in your world?
In my world, that would be okay.
Okay, so if Ness said, look, I'm close mates with one of my exes... Can I go away for a long weekend with him? You would be fine with that.
It's a matter of trust. I trust her, so yes.
Okay. All right. Well done, you.
Would the Zinc family agree with you, though?
Yes. Good question.
Or me?
Well, I don't know.
Would you stay really close, really close with your ex?
Yeah.
Tough question, I know.
It is a tough question, and I have a good relationship with both of my exes, but, I mean, I'm not calling them all the time. I'm certainly not going away with them, not going to dinners with them. But very good question. Is it okay to stay really close with your ex.
Emily from Tyro, what are you saying on this?
I'm actually on the fence with this one.
Okay.
Because I agree with Philco. It is a matter of trust with your partner. However, your ex is your ex for a reason.
Yep.
Usually not that good a reason.
Yeah.
What
if
they were just bad at the intimate stuff and you still got on with them friend-wise?
Be friends with them, no worries. But if they're going away, how come your wife can't come with you if nothing's going on?
Why
does it have to be going away with them on your own? If nothing's going on, then you should be taking your wife with you, shouldn't you?
You'd have to bring that up, wouldn't you? I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Here you go, Bilks. Come on now. Have you been swayed?
No, not yet. It really has to be implicit trust. And, look, I trust Ness, and if she wanted to go away, that'd be fine. There obviously would be a reason why, you know, I couldn't come along, and I'd be cool with that, okay?
Because you're cranky?
I'd be questioning that, actually.
Yeah?
If you couldn't come along, I'd be questioning why can't I come along if nothing's going on.
Yeah, look, I will say, I mean, you do definitely have different conversations with, say, your friends and, than when your partner's around to when they are around. You know, like, I guess it would you treat it like one of your girlfriends, going away with one of your girlfriends? That's when you have a chance to vent about your current partner or your spouse.
Well, that's why I shouldn't be there, because maybe they're venting about me.
Well, exactly. Maybe it's a bit like therapy, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, what sort of relationship goes away and bitches about your partner to your ex-partner?
Yvonne, what do you think about this situation with Bill and Melinda? Would you be really close friends with your ex and go away for a weekend, a month with them?
Well, both of mine have passed away now, so I can't catch up.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but it reminds me of Prince Charles and Camilla.
Ooh.
That's right.
So what, did they used to go away together?
Well, yeah, they were playing up behind guys' back. I've just finished reading the book, actually, yeah.
Oh, right. And so, well, that's right. I mean, Diana certainly, well, she always said, didn't she, there's three people in this marriage. But did they actually go away together?
Well, he used to stay at Sandringham or somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, we know there was hanky-panky going on there, that's for sure.
Yeah, when he had a broken arm with Polo, and she was always there, and Diane wasn't allowed to go there. She had to stay with the boys.
Yeah, we know why. There was no trust
exactly
in that relationship anyway, so.
Yeah. Yes, very good point, Yvonne.
Thank you for that.
I suppose she was there at the side, wasn't she? She was there all along.
Mm. Thorn in the side, exactly.
Yeah, well, this will be interesting, won't it, to see whether Anne and Bill ramp up the amount of time they spend together.
I don't know, darling. Money speaks a lot of words.
Yeah, does it ever. And that's the problem. The rich seem to have a different life from you and I and have different expectations in their relationships. But look, I still say there's nothing else going on. I just think it's a connection they've had and he's just honouring that and staying with it.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Maybe we're all delusional and, well, what is it? One in two end in divorce and it's climbing. I don't know.
Maybe
delusional?
Maybe she was always the backup.
Well, of course she was. Once a year, every summer.